When you hear the word entrepreneur, you might think of someone in their garage building Facebook, Apple, or some new world-changing app. But right here, in a tiny corner of southeast Wyoming, in a 26-mile radius, three women are taking entrepreneurship back to its roots, using local sensibilities and old-fashioned techniques to sell products. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim has the story.
Carl Sagan once said,
"If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe."
South of Wheatland on the Baker farm, Terry and Dennis Baker take Sagan's idea as far as it can go. They have a wheat farm, and have for 40 years. But these days, they don't just sell that wheat. They harvest it, store it, mill it, sift it, and finally, bake it. Maybe they can't invent the universe, but Terry's small baking business is truly made from scratch.
This is German rye bread, if anybody likes that. Pumpkin bread, cranberry walnut, apricot walnut cherry pie, coconut cherry pie, and then I'll cut some mint.
In her small commercial kitchen, Terry Baker is surrounded by desserts and breads she's made with her own wheat, tagged with Made in Wyoming stickers. This isn't the baker's first foray into entrepreneurship. A while ago, they were part owners of Chugwater Chili.
I think once you are an entrepreneur, that's just in your blood, and you want to keep doing things like that.
Before that, the bakers found other ways to add value to their wheat. They went certified organic, sold unique species of wheat to distilleries. In fact, just recently, they sold 38 bushels to Backwoods Distilling Company in Casper.
It's called Marquee Wheat, and it's a cross between Red Calcutta and Red Fife that has such a different flavor than the modern wheats, so...
Bourbon, whiskey, breads, desserts, even cereals, the bakers found a way to go beyond just selling their wheat and appeal to that local farm-to-table sensibility. On a small property not far from the Baker farm, another woman is experimenting in barn to yarn. That's Carol's passion.
I'm Carol Eckhart.
Carol sits at her spinning wheel with a large paper bag next to her. It's full of loose, knotted white wool.
This is raw wool, and Claire, the sheep from whom this came, was a cross between a Shetland and a Tunis, and she was a really sweet animal, too.
Surrounding her are hats, shawls, jackets. She's made all of them, and not from yarn in a store. Eckhart does everything that goes into these products. For years, she raised flocks of sheep and sheared them. Now, she cleans it, spins the yarn, and even knits to make products like these. Like the bakers, she found a way to take a resource from step one to a finished product.
So much of what we consume originates in one country and is processed in another country. It's really hard to have a personal connection with something that you wear or eat or use when that's true.
About 30 minutes north of Eckhart's is the Marker property near Wheatland. It's overcast as Shelley walks out of her house. There are several gardens, a small, partially underground greenhouse, and buildings where her husband Derek does contracting work. The birds are pretty loud here.
They chatter pretty hard.
Shelley Marker, with transition glasses and a quick smile, loves to garden. Peppers, tomatoes, pumpkins, corn, everything. And she found the perfect niche in her community that she was ready to fill.
Last year I just had the thought, there's not a nursery or greenhouse for bedding plants anymore.
Bedding plant, that's just any potted plant, really.
It's all in town, which is fine, but I just thought that people might be interested in the locally grown, you know, and I thought I'd give it a try, and they were.
Shelley started with peppers and tomatoes, put them in little pots, and people visited her property to buy them. And later, she even took them to the local supply store, which she said sold out, thanks to the locally grown sign.
I was amazed at the response that I got. People really want locally grown and organic and homegrown bedding plants.
It led her to start her business, Holy Sprouts. The operation is still small right now, but she likes the idea of scaling it up.
I had people asking for squash plants, zucchini plants, cucumber plants.
As Marker looks to expanding, it's clear something is working. She's appealing to that same local sensibility that drives Baker bread and Eckhart wool. Whether it's farm to table, barn to yarn, or ground to garden, That sells. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.